Hey Diary, it's currently 8:55 p.m. The last few days for me have been some of the most difficult in the past, say, month or so since I've been home. I won't get into details to why. There's no particular reason, just the way I've been feeling and the way I have dealt with how I am feeling. It's a very dangerous mood for me to be in. I get low and I do things. No, never mind. I can feel myself getting out of the mood slowly but surely. And it's rough. I'm hard on myself. I won't even call it a mood. I'm depressed. Like I'm not just sad. I'm depressed. And you know, I share this with people, and they're like, "Oh, it's because you're locked up indoors. We're on quarantine. We're, you know, isolating." It's not that. It's not that. It really isn't. It's a legit depression that I feel. For no reason, nothing really triggered it. I just woke up one morning and I felt different. And it's like an on and off switch or something. It goes off in my head sometimes. It lingers for a while. It's always there, but there are times where I feel it the most. There's not much to really say. I felt like I wanted to make this audio because I'm feeling a bit of pain. I had my wisdom tooth taken out on Friday, last Friday. Today is Tuesday or something. If you recall, I had a cracked tooth in the back of the right side of my mouth, all the way in the back, you know. It was cracked. The dentist needed to, you know, it started hurting me because it started to get infected. It was cracked pretty much halfway where the nerve was exposed. So, you know, sooner or later, it was going to cause me trouble. Thankfully, I caught it on time, or at least, you know, sorry, when it started to hurt me, I went straight to the dentist. You know, he cleared out the part that was starting to get infected. I would have to get a root canal because it is, you know, it's a cracked tooth. I'm going to have to, you know, he took out the damaged nerve. And now I'm just going to have to fill it up, which means root canal. But in order to fix the tooth, he had to take the wisdom tooth that was right next to it. So, yeah, so I've had that, you know, I have stitches in my mouth. Not where the wisdom tooth is, it's just a gaping hole in the back of my mouth. But I have stitches where he had to remove some gum to repair the chipped tooth. So that's that. It's over and done with. I've been taking antibiotics. I've been taking anti-inflammatory. I've been taking pain medication. Well, I stopped the pain medication because it stopped hurting. You know, I hadn't had the headaches in a while, but when he did that tooth thing, I thought that was the end of it. You know, the trigeminal neuralgia, because that was. It was definitely derived from a dental problem, so I thought it would fix it, right? The trigeminal neuralgia is a general pain I felt. You know, toothaches can resemble referred pain, right? So it's not, I won't feel the pain only where the tooth is, but in that general area. So I thought that by fixing the tooth, I would fix the pain. But I'm feeling pain. It's not severe. It's probably maybe a 4 right now. It's very bearable. But it's noticeable. I might have to take something for it. I'm just feeling like I don't even want to be up anymore right now. So I'll just probably just take something for it and sleep. But another thing I wanted to mention in this audio diary is, you know, finding myself. I've been posting to Normal Nudes subreddit, and it is actually so refreshing to post there. It's, you know, it's moving away from, you know, having to pose for a picture and trying to find good lighting and, you know, trying to look good and feel good. But with Normal Nudes, you know, I can just take a picture and post it with little to no effort. You know, it makes me feel good. I still get, it sucks because it's just a regular subreddit for people to post, you know, themselves with no judgment. Not meant to sexualize our bodies, but obviously when you're posting nudes on a platform like Reddit, you do get messages anyway of people kind of overstepping the whole point of the subreddit. Anyway, I digress. You know, most of the comments are just, you know, plain comments of people who also post or people that appreciate regular bodies with their, you know, flaws and all. It helps me come to terms with my own body. I'm not, you know, I know I don't have a perfect body, and in a way no one really does. But there are things I am insecure about my body. I don't post, you know, sexual stuff because I feel confident. I feel confident because I post. I think I've said that before. If not to other people, it's definitely a way for me to express myself, my sexuality. It makes me feel good to post, even though I may not feel good. So it's definitely it's a step in the right direction. Posting now, especially in my state, it's kind of refreshing to not have to, you know, put this facade on anymore. I can just post a normal thing and still be able to express myself. I'm not really sure why I made this diary entry, but I'm just sitting at my desk. I haven't done anything in a couple hours. I wanted to do work today. I should have done more work today. I did some things. I should have been productive, but I just wasn't feeling it. I've actually made some progress with some people in my school. You know, obviously with this condition that I have and all the doctor visits and hospital visits and all the diagnoses, I've had to, you know, delay some assignments, delay exams. I've missed some stuff. And, you know, professors have been, you know, accommodating as much as they can. But I actually was reached out to by this woman that, you know, she makes accommodations for, like, say, students with disabilities or that, you know, need accommodations. So she reached out to me because a professor reached out to her. She asked if I needed, you know, her to email all my professors that I need an extension for, or I need accommodation for certain things. And that was really helpful. They're literally, you know, two more weeks into the semester, 2 weeks really, of class. So I didn't really feel like I had to reach out to do that. Maybe next semester I can look into, you know, how my condition will affect, you know, how much work I get done. So that was something I wasn't really planning on doing this semester, especially because it's online. I feel like I put pressure on myself just to get through the rest of the semester just because there's only a few more weeks. But, you know, that was just like a weight off my shoulders to have, you know, her just reach out to me like that, because I wouldn't have done that. I'm not that kind of person, really. You know, so that's getting sorted. Well, not really. I have another meeting with an advisor tomorrow. I don't even know what I'm going to say, honestly. I'm a little lost. I'm just sad and lost all the time, really. It's sad. I want to make regular audio diaries again. I don't want to be how I was before. I feel so. Anyway, probably gonna take some stronger medication. I think I have some more codeine left that was prescribed to me for my trigeminal neuralgia and just knock myself out. If you hear noises, my neighbors are having a party for some reason. I don't think they invited anyone, but they have like a big family over there. But they've been loud all night. And I'm zoning out a lot right now. I'm just gonna go. Okay, bye.